We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, healthcare can be a difficult thing. Different things during the time of your senior living can be that process that you don't know what's going on. And my guest today, Linda McDougall, is going to kind of explain everything. How are you, Linda? And isn't it true? It's just during those senior times, the costs that involve, the time when you were supposed to retire, enjoy life, becomes very hectic and difficult, right?
It can, especially if you haven't taken care of your health prior to becoming old.
Oh, that's the key thing. You know, putting equity in your being, such an important thing and specifically thing. So why are you going out and talking to people about what you do? I see you have a book and everything. We can talk about that as well. But what is the reason, your mission, to go out and tell people about how, you know, to take care of your health and make sure that when you're spending for healthcare during your senior time, that you can be healthy and stuff? Tell us the story.
Well, I'm a massage therapist that specializes in seniors. I'm a holistic health practitioner that specializes in seniors. Everything I do is geared towards seniors because what I've seen in senior homes and the seniors I live around in my life has been of poor health quite a bit, except for my aunt who's 96, who seems to be driving and living on her own still.
Right.
So, you know, I just go, this is not right. I see people languishing because they haven't taken care or they haven't learned about things. And the medications that they take hugely deplete their vitamins. And they don't even know. The heart medicine, the statins, they learned sucked away CoQ10. Well, CoQ10 is the spark plug of the heart. And so you need, and most doctors now know that and actually tell you to take CoQ10, but they didn't for a long, long time. And there's so many others. Aspirin takes out vitamin C, iron, potassium, and folic acid. You can't be going around depleting yourself. And I've seen people with lists of like 25 meds.
Right.
What you think they're going to be healthy?
They just give you a medication, pop a pill, and there you go. And then when you get into your senior years or after 50, take this medication, which leads to another medication, And all the doctors are checking the box. Everything's fine. But ultimately, your life is not going to be a very healthy life. You're going to constantly be on things and you're not going to be able to do things. And your mobility is going to be lacking. Your happiness is going to be lacking because of that. So what do you tell senior? Your goal is for seniors to understand before they become seniors to not make these mistakes or try to improve.
Exactly. As a younger person, you need to take care of your bones. That's a reason for so many seniors because they fall and break them. I have fallen and I've damaged this eye permanently.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. See, things like going back and forth is because the screen is suddenly rushing at me and I go like that. It does happen. But it's because I see them not taking care of themselves earlier and it's causing a really nasty old age. If you're eating the standard American diet, it's called the SAD diet because it isn't giving you what you need. And people aren't taking supplements and we're not growing things in good soil. On and on.
It continues to go on and on. I understand, Linda. It's a never ending process. And I think that this is where something, you know, I'm 49 and I decided, in my 49 year to be 450, I'm really putting equity in my being, really working out a ton now, trying to eat as healthy as I can, looking at areas where I need improvement in my health to really, and then starting to reverse aging to try to look at those specific things. Because ultimately, the more you take equity in your being, the better situation. And then I won't need someone like you when I'm in my senior years. I'll be just going. I'll be traveling. I'll be doing everything. And I think the ultimate thing that we become is when we hit a specific age, and I would say it's probably in our 40s, especially men, that they start to let themselves go. They forget about this is a good percentage. And then it just keeps wearing down. And you keep just, and the doctor's like, oh, you're fine for your age. Keep taking this, taking that. And then before you know it, you have so many health issues when you're a senior, it's too late. Or is it too late? I'm sure, Linda, you're saying it's not, but it sounds like to me, in the way you're educating people, you're really talking to people even now, you know, their 20s, 30s, 40s. Look out. Age will catch you, and you better be ready.
It will catch you, and that's the problem. They drink tons of soda. Soda is one of the things that deteriorates bones because it causes an acidic body, and the acidic body then leaches the calcium and other minerals out of your bones. And by the way, it's not just calcium you need to take to get your bones back. It's a whole raft of things that are all minerals, basically, and D and all that. So you need to know lots more about your health or have somebody who does guiding you.
And you wrote a book to kind of teach people this, right?
Well, this book was written because I saw just a lack of awareness by caretakers, and that's at all levels. I'm talking executive on that. Because I come and go as a ghost in those places most of the time, and that's something I complain bitterly to them about. You've got experts coming in that know about various things that could help your clients, but you're not taking advantage of their knowledge. They're coming and going like they didn't. They just exist for your clients. They don't exist for your knowledge.
So the caregivers are missing the opportunity, the caretakers that people hire that were a part of the system, to really have the opportunity to educate the patients, right? Is that what you're pretty much saying?
They can't educate the clients on what we know because they're not talking to us. They're not finding out what we know about client X or client Y. You know, they don't. I'll give you a clue. I was giving one of my talks, Vices of Mobility Devices, at a retirement home one day many years ago. And this little lady comes up to me toward the end of the speech and she says, "Will you come up to my room after your talk?" And I said, "Sure." So as soon as I was done, I followed her up to her room. And why nobody had seen this at the retirement home, this is what I'm talking about, awareness. She had this pedestal bed. She's a little miniature woman. She's got a pedestal bed. She had to wiggle her butt up on that bed. And while she's doing that, I'm waiting for her to fall on her head, because she's so bent over trying to get her buttocks on that bed that that's very dangerous.
Right.
She finally got up there. She'd done that enough times, I guess, without me being there. And then she had to claw her way literally to the central.
So they really aren't knowing and taking care of specific things. So people that, yeah, so you're really looking at the professionals like you are not able to help in these assisted living or nursing homes, and they're missing the boat, and specifically how to get them to progress out of the certain states they're in. And if you're not utilizing the services, and that's what your book talks about, that's a great resource, especially for nursing homes and assisted livings. Would you agree?
It is, and it's also very good for people who are caring for elderly at home.
Oh, yeah, the caregivers too, for sure. Where can people pick up the book and learn more about you, Linda? Where can they go?
It's on Amazon.com, and it's Spirit Method of Massage for Seniors, Raising the Bar, and there's another tagline, a primer for massage therapists and caregivers, because it talks about massage quite a bit, but at the same time, the caregivers need to know that too. So if they hire a massage therapist, they know what not to look for and what to look for.
That's great, Linda. I appreciate you coming by, and it was such great information, and also talking about seniors and putting equity in our being. So thanks for stopping by.
You're quite welcome. Thank
you. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.